Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, and it's Friday, July 15th, 2011.
We are back with our second podcast of Season 7.
To all the naysayers who said, alas, they're moving to Videoland. They'll never be on podcasting again. You're wrong.
Yes, the podcast will continue. We'll talk about all the changes happening with the Rants and Raves Network and NFL Rants and Raves.
We're going to talk about the king of the boob of the day, maybe the boob of the decade now with James Harrison.
Boob of the day.
Yeah.
And we'll also talk some other stories, including Brandon Marshall, Tim Tebow, Joe Webb, and a blast from the past, Michael Irvin.
Nice.
All of that's coming up in a moment.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
All right, so little difficulties there with the intro.
Hey,
music.
We got a whole the rave cave,
it's
dude.
Rave.
All new equipment. People, some are like, I've heard comments like, well, you know, this could be just a little bit better. It's like, dude, everything could be better.
Yes.
Because we got all new gear.
Yes, we could actually be in a new studio.
We could be. I thought we were.
We are.
We move studios, dude, like people change underwear. We just, you know, it's like, you know what? This one's getting so.
Somehow, I believe that we will be in the rave cave for a little while.
As long as Officer James is standing out the door with a gun, I think we're going to be here as long as he says so. That's just me.
Officer James.
Yeah.
Officer James.
Officer James,
Why
our video engineer.
Just call him JT, the video engineer guy?
Because he has a gun.
JT, what did you prefer? James? Okay. Suki Suki Moto?
Suki Suki, probably not.
How about Suki Suki? Is that good? Will you take Suki Suki from me? No.
He's not that crazy about it. He's polite.
He is being very polite.
He's half Japanese. He's got to be polite.
He did not like the Suki Suki.
Okay, so much NFL stuff going on. We've got labor peace on the horizon. It is close.
Let's spend
objects in mirror are closer than they appear.
Yes, good stuff happening with the lockout.
Steven got his $100 for anybody who watch the 5-minute football fix. You should probably go see how he got his $100, because that's pretty dang funny.
Let's before we get into the lockout and everything.
What do you want to do? You want to play?
No. Well, I want to play. I always want to play. But I think we should talk about to our folks. First of all, if you're listening to the podcast and you love the podcast format the way it is, you don't need to worry about it. It's not going away. We're still going to come at you twice a week during the football season.
And probably twice a week. Once labor peace is achieved,
probably
we may come at you three times a week, because with all the free agent signings that are going to be happening so fast, we're going to come to you as often as we need
because
to.
Because one thing that we would like to do with the podcast is we'd like to bring it down in length. We'd like to keep it at
shorten
about
it.
An hour.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how that's going to happen. Once
I don't
the
either, knowing
starts.
Us, but...
But
maybe
do,
that means we do it daily instead. Who knows?
So that's one thing about the podcast that you should know, is that the length will come down to a normal hour.
Normal.
I'm saying
what's normal?
Podcast. Name
the Rich Eisen
podcast
is 30 minutes.
Let me name any other podcast that's over 30 minutes long in length.
That gets listened to?
Yes.
There probably isn't any.
There you go.
This is my point. We're trying to reel it in just a little
reel
bit.
Reel it in.
Reel it in the years.
So, yeah. So that means that during the season we might have to come more often, which is cool. But we're just adding. We're not subtracting. We're adding to NFL Rants and
Raves.
When
people quit jobs.
Yes.
They generally have a little bit more time on their hands.
Yes.
And that is entirely what we're about. That's what we've done. That's why we've done it.
Yes. So we could have more time for
to make this
our little media network.
Empire. Empire. Rants
and Raves
media
network.
Empire.
And we're gonna continue with the podcast. But the video cast, 5-minute football fix, fantasy football buddies, weekly pick'em show, Dallas Cowboys Star Report, 49ers Gold Mine. All of those are going to be video formats. They're going to be between 5 and 8 minutes long, and the team shows will come out once a week, 5-minute football fix every day. Every day we're going to give you 5 to 8 minutes on the latest happenings in the NFL. I think people have been liking them.
The 100 or so, yes, of the 10,000.
Yes. So all of you, other people,
what the heck's wrong with you?
You know, they're mad at the NFL right now. They're not mad at us. Don't take it personal,
I'm
Jeff.
Talking
they're not
about
coming
our
at you.
Active listeners.
They're coming.
We've had thousands of downloads of the last podcast.
We've had hundreds
of people engaged.
Some of those are automatic with iTunes. They just bring down. They just suck down.
They haven't heard it.
They probably haven't heard it yet. I know that mine's come down every,
so is mine.
Automatically.
And as long as you listen to part of it.
It always, the majority of them have that little blue dot
next to it. Which means you've listened to part of it. You haven't listened to the whole thing. Because it's 200 hours plus. How can you?
But we certainly, this is what we would like from our listeners in return.
Okay, hang on. Let me give us I want us to.
What, the drum roll? You want this?
No. Stop it with your drum roll.
I love the drum roll.
Your drum roll is bad, Steven. It doesn't do this. This demands attention, commands authority.
Really?
That other drum roll is like, yeah, you're going to tell me something? Go ahead.
You know what? Do yours again. I expect the boogeyman to jump out and kill me.
Well, no matter
Someone
what, you're going to pay attention, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not paying attention. Now I'm kind of like cowering in the corner. Do you want to cower? Do you want me to cower in the corner? Or do you want me to, hey, so they're going to tell me some information.
Bill Cower?
No, not Bill Cower. You know what? I could do this.
It's a morenita. Oh, I need to go to the mall. Mira como baila. I'm in the bed. I lost him the other day. And now I'm not wearing any.
No, don't sing in English to the Spanish song. I need that. Just so you know, I need that song right now to wake me up and get me in the mood to do the show.
It's Harry Potter Red Bull Friday.
Well, I don't do Red Bull, and I don't do any other pick-me-up thingies.
I don't do
and
Harry
I don't
Potter,
do drugs.
So I feel great.
So you wanted to. Didn't you feel just a little left out?
You know,
I mean, $45 million spent at midnight.
$46 million.
Okay, there you go.
The last thing I said to Mrs. Ellis is we were going nighty-night at about 11:45.
Yeah.
Knowing our children are both out at different movie theaters watching the movie right now.
One was with me.
I said, I am so glad I'm not standing in line in a movie theater right now.
Really?
I was getting ready to go to sleep. That was the last thing I said.
Yeah.
I was all tucked in. We were cheek to cheek, and it was like nighty night.
I found it weird texting with people at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You should feel weird texting with people at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Because James, believe it or not, was not the only one texting me at 2:40 in the morning.
James was at the other theater where the boy was.
There were a couple other people. I'm
and
like,
you had the girl.
This is weird, man. I can't believe I'm texting. She was great.
She was the one who really hit the Red Bull this morning.
And I think she found the death of Sirius Black a little sad.
Sirius Black dies?
I mean, he's already dead. I'm sorry. Not Sirius Black.
Don't tell me the end. I don't know.
Okay, Sirius Black dies in
Okay, fine, but don't tell me the end. I can't believe you were about to play spoiler here. It's the death of so-and-so.
Spoiler alert.
Someone dies.
Jeffrey,
fine.
If you've read the books.
I haven't.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I haven't read the books,
Anyways,
Steven.
Enough about Harry Potter. I just wanted to say that I needed the Morenita song to wake me up.
I understand.
And the night before, I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning with the launch of the new website with people.
The website's
go
gorgeous.
Go out to the website, www.nflrnr.com.
In all fairness, a few
Did you see me turn to the camera like I thought we were filming?
Yeah, it's hard to be in the same room where you film two shows a day and to not play to the camera, which is why my legs are on the table. And This is how I wish I could do the show. Kicked back in the chair, got my legs up on the table.
I don't want the floating foot in the image.
Don't worry, this could also help you wake up. At the Copacabana,
the hottest spot north of Havana. All right. So, people, what we ask for you? Give me the. Let's get their attention. Get their attention. This is what we ask of you, how you can help our show and how you can help our little network kind of grow legs.
So we can make money. Let's be honest.
Yeah, eventually this is costing us a fortune that we don't have.
Okay?
Exactly.
In case you haven't looked at the videos, just for that reason.
Yeah.
And for the new show donors,
yes.
There's been three or four or five people that have come out of the woodwork. Thank you so much.
Yes.
That really means the world.
So here's what we need for you to do. Obviously, become a show donor. That would be great.
That's a huge help.
Now that Jeff and I have more time on our hands because we have left our 9-to-5s, we can provide more content for the show donors.
There's
going
to be a ton more content.
I'm telling you, what I'm doing with the Super Bowl stuff alone is going to buy us like 2 weeks' worth of stuff that we're just going to feed to the show donors, which is going to be great.
Show donors will
The videos of all of the people we had on the shows doing the finger flip.
Finger football flicks.
A little video. I'm doing a video of each one with the audio at the same time. It's fun stuff there. And that's coming soon, show donors. We thank you for hanging in. But if you cannot become a show donor because either you're too young, right now you can't afford
lost
it financially.
Your job,
we understand
the
economy all
blows,
of that.
We understand.
This is what you could do. When we post a new podcast, a new vidcast, a new photo, a picture, an article, come out to the website, like it. Click we've got the little Facebook like button, Google Plus button.
Retweet
it. Send it out to your friends, especially if you've got friends who are avid NFL fans. And even if they're just casual NFL fans, we believe that the video casts, which are short, concise, they're fun and informative. And that's what we're about here with Rants Radio
Entertainment.
Network, is we're going to give you fun and informative stuff. The one that we did today with James Harrison was fun and informative.
Well, that was yesterday. Today was about the repayment of the bet, which
the
was hilarious.
Yes,
and the apology.
Jeff lost the bet. Do you remember this, folks? The last two podcasts ago, I bet Jeff that $100 that the lockout wouldn't be signed till past.
Here's how it all played out, because I've gone back and listened to it. Steven bet me $75 or $25 that a game would be missed.
Yes.
Or $75 a game would be missed.
$50 that a game would be missed, and then $25 that five games would be missed.
Then $25 that five games would be missed.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to one-up you, Steven.
Yes.
I believe that labor peace will be at least a handshake will be in place by July 14th.
Yes.
Well, it's July 15th.
Ouch.
And they're going to have the handshake probably in the next, if not today, certainly by Monday.
By Monday or Tuesday.
Certainly by Monday. Tuesday, Arthur Boylan returns, but we'll get into that when we get in NFL news. And so I lost the bet, and I bet him $100, and Steve was freaking out because he's like, $100, and I teased him. I said, don't you have to talk to Sheen?
But
must
you
be
should obeyed. You should be happy to know that you're getting 75 of that back.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, assuming there's no hiccups in this whole thing.
So basically, unless
$25.
What?
$25 will be the net loss.
Right. Yeah. You basically just lost $25.
And to lose $25 and gain football, I'm good.
You'll do that?
I'm good.
All right.
Football's worth $25 to
me. This $100 bill I have, I must
cut
only spend $25.
Which I can give it to you in singles. Gotta go see the video cast,
guys.
Gotta
go see the 5 minute football.
Otherwise,
so
you don't know why.
There
that's
he
funny.
Is. That's all we ask. Make comments. Share the links with your friends.
Yeah, you know, honestly, if you're a show donor, that's great and very much appreciated. We still would hope the same from you. But if you can't be a show donor because you're too young, you probably have the social network that is available to drive this to the next level.
Right.
And that is almost as valuable. Seriously. And if you can demonstrate that you've brought in any way, like you know, I have 1,000 friends on Facebook, and now 2/3 of them now liked your stuff, liked your Facebook page or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll throw you the show donor.
We will.
Okay? It's like, because that's just as valuable.
It is.
And we understand that some people, they just can't do the economics of it, and that's fine. And for those who can do the economics, please help us. Please help us. Please.
All right. So that's all we've got. Podcast continues. Shortened down the length a little bit, but maybe more frequently. And obviously, the videos are available. Go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's another thing you could do.
Yes.
www.youtube.com/NFL R&R.
Before we went on air, we were at 128 subscribers.
Yes. Yeah, so
go out there, subscribe, see how it grows. Watch it grow.
Absolutely. Watch it grow. Subscribe to the channel, and then follow us on Facebook, on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter and like our Facebook page. Man, these social media things are killing me.
What about the what? 129.
Oh, 129. Wait. Thank you, video engineer extraordinaire James Tsukamoto Tsukizuki.
Thanks, Officer James. And happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey. All right. I'd like just kind of having someone who can. Hey, James, I need some coffee. Do you think he'll get the
James,
coffee?
Tell him that he doesn't drink coffee. Tell him he doesn't drink coffee.
Snap!
Get it yourself.
Wow!
All you had to tell him is that he doesn't drink coffee.
Man, all
right. You didn't have to be rude.
Hey, James, would you grab me a Pepsi, please?
You don't drink Pepsi. Say that. He'll hit you.
and
oh, look
by the
at
way,
this. He's getting up and getting you a Pepsi.
And by the way, Jeffrey, the Pepsi contract is done. So there is Pepsis in the Rave Cave.
As promised.
Oh, snap, dude.
He brought you cold water.
There's no Pepsis in there?
There probably is.
Oh,
he's
being a boob.
You were being mean, and it's his birthday.
Do I need to give him a boobo of the day? No, let's start with who gets boobo of the day, Jeff.
Well, James Harrison is going to get boobo of the day. But, Steven, honestly, I just looked in, and James from Norfolk in the U.K.
Yes.
Just threw us another $5.
Well, thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.
And he's given to us before.
Yes,
so, I mean, that's what's amazing.
Yeah, there are a lot of repeat show donors. We really
appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
and we hope to be able to provide you so much fun stuff that you will go, you know what, I'm getting my money's worth, dang it. Steven, I don't have the boob of the day in my new sound card. I have to import that all the way.
I don't have it in my sound card, but you know what? I could add it pretty quickly.
Well,
you talk about something.
Well, okay.
Let's talk about labor.
Let's go.
Give me a hit bang.
We'll talk about the labor situation here. And in labor land, let me tell you what's the latest going on. Right now, basically, according to Albert Greer of NFL Network, which is owned by the owners, which basically means, according to the owners, they wouldn't let him say this if it was not true. And by the way, I'm going into a rant. Oh,
already?
A rant's coming on.
Worky work, busy bee.
Here comes the rant. Ocho Cinco, I'm sorry that you're not in the news, but shut up. Okay, he comes out yesterday and lets the world know that he has sources on the inside that say labor peace is nowhere near done. Chad, I know you get jealous when people talk about anything that's not you.
That's not Chad Ochocinco.
But you know what? Sometimes life isn't about you. So don't make up lies just to get your name in the news.
He was lying. I don't think he believed it was a lie, Jeff.
I don't think he believed it was true. I believed he felt like, you know what? No one's talked about me in over a week. That's totally uncool.
So should he be the first?
Boob of the day.
His boob of the day doesn't even pay. It pales completely in comparison to
the
next
second boob of the day.
So here's where we are in labor land. In labor land, Albert Greer is reporting that all the economics of the deal are essentially done, and all that is left is some ancillary issues.
Yes.
Those ancillary issues basically is, how do we settle this lawsuit that we've allowed ourselves to get in the middle of? This case, Brady et al., that is before the 8th Federal Magistrate Court, where they have basically challenged the antitrust status of the NFL. That's a really big deal. I was at Jordan's game last night. Jordan caught 7 innings last night, Stephen. He looked great. He hadn't caught since he was 9.
Really?
He's going to be 17 in a month, okay? Anyways, this parent was asking me, because all the parents gather around Mr. Ellis and go, Mr. Ellis, what's the latest on football?
Yeah.
And are we going to have any football? Do you get asked that daily, Stephen?
I do.
I get asked that daily. Are we going to have football? I'm like,
yes.
Seriously? We're not going to just not have – we're going to have football. We're going to have football soon.
We're going to have a great
the
season.
The Hall of Fame game is on the 7th, is very likely to get played.
Well,
I'm not done here.
Okay, well, I want to tell you something regarding
yeah,
the preseason and the Hall of Fame game. This is what Albert Beer wrote. He says, today, July 15th, is a significant date. It's an internal deadline for the NFL, meaning that it's the deadline they have to save the preseason in its normal form. And basically the preseason schedule that
it
has,
first game,
that includes the Hall of Fame game. Right. So
just for those who are newer to the sport, the Hall of Fame is on August 6th this year, which is a Saturday.
And it's the first.
And then it is followed by, and the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which will be on ESPN and NFL Network. It really is emotional. It's a fun, fun thing to watch. But what follows the Hall of Fame on Sunday, or is it Saturday night? It might be Saturday.
No, it's the game Sunday.
On Sunday, they play the first preseason football game.
Yes.
And this year, we have the Denver Broncos, Chicago Bears playing
in the Hall of Fame game
on that Sunday. And that's how the preseason officially gets underway. It's that sequence. And they are, apparently, they're still within that date. And I'm pretty sure that they are going to feel confident enough, Stephen, to make sure that that happens. However, as I was talking to, it was actually our accountant, Stephen, who was asking me about all this stuff.
Yes.
And so for accountant David, it was, you know, I was telling him this, and he says, so what's to keep them from just doing a handshake deal and saying, let's go forward, let's stop the lockout, let's let players in? I said, David, that's a great question. However, here's what is the reason that they can't just do a handshake. Because there is a court that is standing with a case before it that says your antitrust exemption is in doubt and is illegal. And that is the case that Brady et al. Has brought against the NFL.
Right.
And as long as that case exists in any form at all, the owners would be foolish to open the doors and the lockout. I mean, imagine if you owned a $9-point-something billion business and you're going to just take it on good faith and do a handshake agreement when someone challenges your entire existence. I mean, seriously, people, you got to think of it that way, which is why the first column I wrote about the labor thing was let the big boys work this out and everybody just calm down. Because the fact is we haven't missed anything. We missed a lengthened free agency period, but it's really just right now that free agents would start getting signed, the big ones, because that's always happens at the 11th hour, and the 11th hour is now approaching. And so here's how it's going to play out. As we're getting, you've got the move of the day in there for James Harrison, obviously. So let me finish up this here and just saying that how it's going to play out the next few days. Monday night, Arthur Boylan returns from his vacation, and he has scheduled a meeting with the lawyers on both sides. Tuesday, all the parties are going to meet together, and it's expected at that point that they will say, yeah, we've got a deal in place, and now we're going to begin the legal proceedings of ending this lawsuit that's been brought against the owners and the entire NFL challenging their antitrust exemption. So that is going to happen over the next few days. Then on Thursday, all the owners are meeting in Atlanta, Georgia. They will certify and ratify and vote on this. It takes a two-thirds vote of the owners to get this signed off. Then the players will recertify. The players may actually have to recertify as a union before that, and that could be happening. Then the papers go before the judge, and the judge dismisses the case because both sides have dropped the case, signs off on the settlement agreement, and Brady et al. Goes away. Then the teams will have 4 days, it's expected. Can you believe all this? And I'm not going off notes. I've been living this stuff. 4 days the teams will have to deal with their own potential free agents to get them re-signed, and then we will probably have 10 days of crazy free agency where we're going to be having a show a day, friends, just to cover all the free agents.
Warren Sapp just tweeted this picture of Jason Lockenfora. He says, just got to the job, and the lock, I guess that's what he's calling Jason.
Well, I'm so mad that we've been so busy we haven't been able to be with the lock. The lock's been out here in L.A.
And the lock is eating lunch in a suit. What does that mean? And then hashtag, we are close.
We are close, hashtag.
Yeah.
So there's people are trending on we are close.
We are close.
Nice. Well, okay.
We are close. Get it done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Now, Steven, let's get to the boob of the day.
Boob of the day.
Decade.
Yeah, decade. Boob of the day, James Harrison, Jeffrey. James Harrison of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Basically, he gave an interview to the Men's Journal magazine.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's on the magazine or if it's online.
No, it's the August issue.
In this August
issue. On newstands now. Go buy it because we've enjoyed
the craziness
content
that he did in this interview, okay? One, he is really mean to the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell.
True.
Not just mean. I mean, he comes out literally and says, I hate him.
Well, he comes out and says,
I don't respect him.
He's the devil.
Called him devil.
I don't know.
Called him crook. Called him a gay slur.
Yeah.
The F word.
Yeah.
Which I will not repeat here.
Oh, God.
Then goes basically and says, if the man was on fire and I had to piss on him to put him out, I wouldn't do it. I hate him and will never respect him.
Now,
that's pretty
clear. James, what do you really think?
I mean,
what do you really think, James? Come on. Stop pulling your punches here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if that were all there was to it, to this
if
issue,
that was all that was in the article,
he would not be boob of the day.
And that
I'd be like, he's a little upset at the commissioner. He's a player.
You know what? And I would say, I based on what happened last season,
with the fines and how
he was
made the rules,
fined over $100,000. And I do agree. Stay with me here, Stephen. I do agree that the Pittsburgh Steelers are scrutinized more than most teams when it comes to being officiated against,
they
and they get
hard
more calls against them than other teams, and there's a double standard frequently in the league where their players are held to a different standard than other players make hits. I agree with you, James, on all of that. And if you want to choose to hate the commissioner because of that, that's your prerogative.
It's an awfully strong word.
It is, but if you want to save your hate, my hate goes out to Hitler, goes out to people that hurt children.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But if your hate goes out to him, it's a free country,
right,
man. Say what you want.
But now you come out later on in this article and you throw teammates under the bus. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger telling him, you're no Peyton Manning. Stop trying to be Peyton Manning. Just hand off the ball and stop trying to be Peyton Manning because you're no Peyton Manning. You'll never be a Peyton Manning. You just get paid like him.
Ow.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You have two Super Bowl rings because of this guy. He's taking you to three Super Bowls,
yeah.
And you've won two.
Yeah.
And maybe the first one against Seattle, maybe it wasn't all Ben Roethlisberger.
That was mostly the officiating.
Although he did have some good numbers, and he did score a touchdown, and he threw a touchdown pass in that game.
He played like a man.
Arizona game?
No, that was him. Hines Ward corner of the end zone. Yeah. Come on, that was exciting.
Santonio Holmes.
Santonio Holmes corner of the end zone.
You don't win that game.
No, that was legend. That was legend.
All right? And, yeah, he struggled a bit in the Super Bowl against the Packers.
Sure.
But you know what? In the playoffs, a lot of teams struggled against the Packers.
Yeah, there's a reason they're world champs, because they're really good.
Then Rashard Mendenhall, calling him a fumble machine. A fumble machine.
You know what I see, Steven, in my head?
Put an over-under on what you would call a fumble machine. In a football season, how many fumbles do you have to be
for a running back?
To be a fumble machine?
It depends on your position.
Yeah, for a running back.
Running back, I'd put it at 7. I think you should – if you have seven over a 16-week season.
If you have six or more, you're a fumble machine.
Six or more is – six is acceptable to me.
Six is okay in a football season?
Over 16 games, that's one every three games. I think if you're getting 30 carries a game,
yes.
This all depends. Are we talking
how
about the
carries?
Shared
yeah,
workload?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But okay. If you're carrying the ball 30, touching it 30 times a game – three games, 180 touches. You put it on the ground once every 180 touches. I'm going to put it once every 200 touches.
Okay, once every 200 touches. Well, do you know how many fumbles Rashard Mendenhall had all season last year, including the one in the Super Bowl?
I thought it was two. I thought the Super Bowl was two.
Three. It made it three.
Oh, that made it three.
That's
okay,
a fumble.
So two before.
That's a fumble machine.
Not. Where's Borat? Not. Wait, we got to do this properly for Borat. Say it's a fumble machine.
He is a fumble machine.
Not.
Wait.
So you pause.
Yeah.
And then not. Okay. Let's try this again.
Okay. He is a fumble machine.
Pause.
Not. Oh, boy, that's crazy.
Brilliant.
Then he kind of went a little too far with the other one, but
well, sure.
Who was that one?
Don't say it. I don't want anyone even watching it. Anyways,
we did the trailer for it though.
I don't care that at the ant farm he did the trailer. You guys should have taken showers every day after just doing the trailers.
He's a good buddy of mine, Chris Foster, and he hated doing that trailer.
That movie was horrible. It had 10 minutes in it that was some of the most brilliant comedy ever done.
Yes.
With the mothers that you would get that would let their kids do anything dangerous to become famous.
to be famous.
That was just sick. And the rest of the movie was some of the most vulgar,
crazy,
disgusting nonsense I've ever seen.
Back to James Harrison.
Back to James.
All right.
He hates the commissioner.
He
doesn't like
Ben
his quarterback, and he doesn't like his running back.
Which, by the way, James, stick to defense. If you're going to criticize anybody, criticize the defenders who couldn't stop freaking Jordy Nelson, of all people,
Jordy Nelson.
In the Super Bowl. Okay?
How many fantasy teams was Jordy Nelson on? And let's see here. Who was the running back? I don't remember. From Fresno State.
I don't know. The Packers used like five different
Coon.
Running
It was
back
Coon. Though. It was John Coon.
That's right. Coon and Friends.
Coon and Friends. Oh, we need a Coon and Friends alert, Steven.
Coon and Friends alert. Coon and Friends alert. Alert. Seriously. All Coon Friends to base. Alert, you guys. I'm seriously.
But seriously, how about pointing a little bit at, you know what, the defense, we didn't do our job or something. No. Roethlisberger was no good, and fumble machine kept fumbling in the Super Bowl. Come on, dog.
And then go and you let them take photos of you holding guns.
And then
guns.
The photo shoot. Irresponsible. So he comes out to late yesterday.
And let me just tell you, these
Facebook
guns,
page.
Honestly, it's a very ominous
pose. They were cannons.
His arms are cannons.
Well,
the guns were cannons. I'm a gun owner, and I have guns of that caliber, Steven. I only have one. I call one gun my big boomer because it's a big booming gun. Mm-hmm. But generally, the largest caliber gun you can own is a 50 caliber.
I have a big boomer too. I just
do. You? Yeah. You just don't ever show it to anybody.
I don't,
except for the ladies. You're doing
horrible. You're horrible.
Anyways.
So, no, but seriously, so it's the picture, and by the way, Jeffrey, your picture, if you have not seen Jeffrey's picture teaching James Harrison how he should properly be holding the guns, it's classic, Jeff.
It was a lot of fun to do, and less people think that I'm afraid to be a fool for comedy.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and speaking of which, people, it's coming within the next several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and a Speedo doing the 40-yard dash.
Might as well do it when it's really hot out so that I can work up a good sweat and just make this as ugly as humanly possible.
It's going to be great. James, can we these three cameras are portable, right? We could shoot with all three of them because I want, like, as many angles as we can possibly get. It's going to be
can
awesome.
He mount one on my head? Nice. He's got a camera that I can wear on my head.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, it's going to be great stuff. But, James, seriously, you get this.
Boob of the day.
You know what's interesting, Steven? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that before we have a new CBA signed, which will be soon in the next few days, he's already wrapped up the Ravy Award for Boob of the Year. If he's not the front runner and the downright odds-on favorite, you would have to put up $1 to win a nickel in Vegas for the over-under, for the odds of James Harrison wearing the Ravy for Boob of the Year.
Yeah, I think he's got it already.
That's what I mean.
It's going to be very difficult.
You couldn't win money. You could not wager enough money to win anything worthwhile.
However, it is the NFL, and we have a long football season ahead of us.
We got time for plenty of
just a good old boys.
We got plenty of time for good old boys to come in.
Let me
say this, too, because I liked NFL Network last night. The text question was, what should happen to James Harrison?
Yes.
And it was a suspension by the NFL. It was a suspension by the team. It was
more possible.
Something, and the bottom one was nothing. And basically, 70% of the people who responded said nothing, basically with the assumption that let the team handle it.
Yeah.
Because Ben Roethlisberger needs to have a talk with James Harrison. You know,
Rashard Mendenhall.
Rashard Mendenhall needs to have a talk with James Harrison.
And most importantly, Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin needs
and
to.
And even maybe Mr. Rooney.
Okay, well, Mr. Rooney already, I mean, has blown a head gasket about this. Art Rooney II has really had a hard time with this. And, you know, interesting, I think it actually affected the labor negotiations because Mr. Rooney was one of the people that kind of threw a conniption on Wednesday, which ironically was the day that this whole thing came out.
Yeah.
It's like, look, you don't realize, James, the pressure that big mouth of yours is putting on everybody around you. You know, it's sad. When you open your mouth, yes, there's free speech. I like Peter King's tweet last night. He says, yeah, I completely believe in free speech, but I also completely believe in being held accountable for your speech.
Yes. And basically that's what he's kind of done with this. I can't even call it an apology. It's a prepared written statement by a PR person. That's what it is.
Okay, and what does it say?
He comes out basically and says, so this is what I said.
For anybody that was hurt by this, I apologize.
Yes. I'll start by offering my apologies for some of the words that I said during the 4 days in May that Men's Journal was invited to my house to discuss what the NFL has recently been doing to portraying the attempts to have player safety rules and regulations. Okay, that was how he starts. He goes on later to say, I also need to make it clear that my comments about Roger Goodell was not intended to be derogatory against gay people in any way.
I've already covered that.
Derogatory gay slur. Okay. All right, but gay people should be okay.
Gay people should be fine because he doesn't hate you nearly as much as gay.
As far as the photo that was shown on air yesterday, collecting guns is a hobby of mine, and I advocate the responsible use of firearms, as was demonstrated yesterday by Jeff Ellis of NFL Rants and Raves.
Oh, that was nice of him.
He didn't really actually say that part.
I was pretty
sure he did say that he does advocate the responsible use of firearms. And he says, I believe in the right to bear arms. I like to go to the shooting range. I like to hunt. I like to fish. All right, that's all good. That's all good. But you know what? When you did this news interview, when you went to go do this article, when you invited the Men's Journal into your house to see how you lived and how you acted, you presented yourself like a thug. You were a football thug. I'm the hitman. I'm going to come after you and hit you hard. I hate the commissioner. Ben Roethlisberger's a fool. Rashad Mendenhall's a fumble machine. And you just said,
Warning.
And he went overboard. He just literally lost it in the heat of the moment and went a little crazy. And now, you know what? As the X-Files would say, Jeffrey, apology is policy. Yes.
And you know what? I think that James gets it in his head that if he's feeling emotional enough about something, that justifies saying it.
Exactly. Well, you know what? He actually immediately after that article, he was supposed to do an interview on SportsCenter, and he canceled it.
Well, that was the smartest thing he's done in a long time.
You know, with all this press come out on this article, well, I shouldn't do SportsCenter.
Because they're going to say something, and that's going to make me feel really dumb, and I don't feel dumb ever. Ever, ever. I don't believe in feeling dumb.
Can you imagine if he would have gone on with the interview with ESPN, and then all of a sudden they asked him, so James, do you really hate the commissioner? And then he would have just gone off again, like on a tirade.
That commissioner is a
All right, woo. So Jeffrey, enough that all of that to say, I don't like what to say to begin with. Then I don't really like the written apology that I'm sure he didn't even write himself. And then three, all I have to say, if you're gonna say something, stick with it or don't say it at all. Be a man, own up to your words. Claim, you know what, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, and move on. But don't come out with making excuses and a prepared
weenie
statement.
Weenie apologies are not apologies. They're called weenie apologies. Thank you.
Weenie apologies. There you go. So anyways, you get one more.
Boob of the day.
And now we're
going to fax you your award for the whole season as soon as we're done here. Because you earned it, certainly.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about wide receiver Brandon Marshall, shall we?
Okay. You know, one of the most popular questions of the offseason.
Brandon Marshall.
Where should Brandon Marshall end up?
Well, I don't think he's leaving Miami. I don't think he's leaving Miami. I mean, Miami, they gave up an awful lot to the Denver Broncos to acquire.
So?
But I think what's going on is, you remember the whole stabbing incident with his wife earlier in the offseason. Michi Nogami Marshall
was charged
with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon after she allegedly stabbed her husband in the stomach with a kitchen knife. Now, she was arrested again in June for violating a restraining order during the couple's verbal dispute in their Southwest Ranches, Florida home.
All right.
Brandon Marshall now is insisting that his wife did not stab him.
Oh, that's interesting.
And he is not cooperating with law enforcement.
How did he get the knife wound to the belly that sent him to the emergency room
for a few days and put him in intensive care? I was trying to get some lemons. And I was trying to cut up some lemons because I wanted
to put fresh lemonade.
Yes, I wanted to make some lemonade for my children. They were going to have a lemonade stand outside.
Oh, I see.
And then,
which of your children, James? Because you've got them all over.
I don't have children. I'm talking about my niece and nephew.
No, he's got kids. Children. He's got lots of kids.
Now you're confusing him with Antonio Cromartie.
No one compares anybody with Antonio Cromartie.
But anyway, she's like, no, you see what happened was, and I was cutting the lemons for the lemonade.
Right.
And then I cut one too close to my stomach.
Yes.
And the knife went into
point
my stomach.
First into your belly.
Well, yeah, you see
five
what happened was that the squirrel came into my house.
There was a squirrel.
Yes, the squirrel came into the house.
A squirrel.
And the knife kind of, I cut the lemon for the lemonade.
Yes.
And then the squirrel came in and I tried to hit the squirrel.
Oh, you tried to stab the squirrel.
Yes, because the squirrel came into my kitchen and then jumped onto my stomach.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
It's scary. Brandon, and so I hit the knife, the lemonade.
The squirrel.
And I missed the squirrel.
Those squirrels are fast.
Very fast. And
then he stabbed himself in the belly.
That's what happened.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Except it's not Adrian Peterson.
I don't care.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Okay, well,
that's what happened. That's his side of the story. See, and he's sticking to it.
What had happened is, Stephen, if my wife didn't stab me, then they can't have any charges against her.
Right, and they gotta let her go.
And she can't go to jail or to trial.
The problem is, she's already admitted to stabbing you.
See, what happened is, my wife, she's on some medication now that makes her say things. She has Tourette's syndrome.
This is a
she
quote
has Tourette's
from Brandon
syndrome.
What, Tourette's.
Tourette's? That's what I said. She has Tourette's syndrome. And she just blares out frequently. I stabbed my husband
in the stomach.
See, a lot of people curse. She yells out, "I stabbed my husband."
This is a statement from him saying, "Look, like any young couple, we have issues and hope to
like
work through it."
Like getting stabbed in the stomach. Like any couple.
We have issues and hope to work through it. Like any young couple. I don't know many young couples that stab each other.
Steven, given my background in professional counseling.
Yes, please help me out with this.
I've known one or two individuals that have pulled knives on their partners.
Wow.
So that has happened. That has not ever resulted in a stabbing, mind you. It has been more of a threatening gesture, if you will.
I see. So, Jeffrey, they have a no contact order in place where Brandon cannot speak to his wife.
Can they have sexy time?
No, I think she's locked up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And she didn't even do anything. She's innocent. That is so sad.
Anyways, Marshall's attorney, Steinberg, says that when they, meaning the law enforcement, when they drop the no contact order, he'll be more willing to sit down and discuss this matter to bring some clarity to this unfortunate misunderstanding.
Unfortunate misunderstanding between a knife, a squirrel, a stomach, and your wife.
And don't forget the lemons for the lemonade.
And the lemonade stand for the children.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the children. It's for the children.
Everything is for the children.
I like to fall. Shake my butt. I like to.
I just want to go back to the episode. See, I wish. James, you got to start cataloging all our episodes, which means you got to go back to episode one and start listening to every single one of them. That's 386 shows.
This is 387, so you've already screwed up this one.
You have to listen to every single one, and you have to catalog. Basically, they talked about this.
Just do a transcript, if you will.
That would be
awesome. Then we can search it.
Can you do that, James? He's not listening. He's wired in still.
What an idiot. Why do we pay him?
Exactly. But I just want to go back to the episode where I talked about last year how Brandon Marshall going to Miami wasn't going to be the big savior for Miami.
No,
oh, Dolphins emails came out. You got to be kidding me. He's great. That's all they needed was somebody to throw the ball to.
Chad Henne, Chad Pennington, don't matter.
No, they need somebody to throw the ball, and then they might be okay
exactly.
to get him the ball.
Exactly. And by the way, you got to have more weapons than
Yeah,
Wills
exactly.
Wills is down there. I mean, there's
Brandon Marshall.
There's Greg Camarillo got traded to the Vikings.
No, he's not there anymore.
He got traded to the Vikings, right. And it's like there's a Heartlight is all they got down there.
Brandon Heartlight, remember? Because you turn on your Heartlight
in the middle of a young boy's dream named Brandon Marshall.
Okay, let's move on because we need to talk about Brett Favre.
And your defense is in trouble.
Hey now, my Brett Favre's back. Brett Favre is back, and he's helping the Minnesota Vikings.
How is he helping the Minnesota Vikings, Steven?
Well, He has taken it upon himself to invite Minnesota quarterback Joseph Webb to his Mississippi home.
Joe Webb's hanging out in Hattiesburg?
Joe Webb has been hanging out with Brett Favre, and Brett Favre's been kind of coaching him, giving him some tips, QB coach.
Now, is Scott Hansen still there in Hattiesburg?
No.
Or did they let him go home?
Yeah. Hansen joked earlier this season how he was allowed to.
I can't believe he actually joked about it because I was just making this up.
No, he joked how he was he was allowed to get rid of his condo that he had been renting for the last 6 years in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, which is pretty good. But no, Brett Favre, the 41-year-old, has been passing around and coaching up Joseph Webb, and it's pretty cool. Joseph Webb told the University of Alabama Birmingham this past Wednesday, "It's great to have a person like that as my contact."
So JT. I'm thinking of Tavares Jackson.
TJ.
Tavares Jackson's there, and Christian Ponder's there, and he's working with the quarterbacks. He's working like a quarterback coach since they can't have any contact with coaches.
That's right. But Tavares Jackson is not there. It's only Joseph Webb.
So and Ponder and Webb. That's cool. I mean, that's really cool because they're
the
newer
rookie,
to the league.
Ponder
and
is like, the first-round draft pick. He's not there either. This is just Joseph Webb.
Why Joseph Webb? What about the other guys that are quarterbacks? Nobody knows who's the quarterback.
Well,
T-Jack
basically has come out already and said that he thinks his time in Minnesota is over.
Well, that's fine. He's still on their roster.
Yeah. But if you publicly come out and said, "I think my time in Minnesota is over."
Reggie Bush has said that about he's adios to everyone in New Orleans.
I mean, if T-Jack says that and Favre's feeling a little loyalty, a little allegiance to the Vikings, he's not going to help T-Jack. He's going to help Joseph Webb.
What has he got against T-Jack aside from taking his job? I mean, seriously, you come in, you take someone's job, and you feel like that somehow you can't help them now? He's not even around. I think
I
you
don't
owe
know
him.
Why he's
I think
only
you owe Christian Ponder.
Joseph Webb. He doesn't know Christian Ponder. Christian Ponder's a rookie.
Yeah. Who's going to be fighting for a starting job? If Favre really wants to help the Minnesota Vikings, which it doesn't sound like he does, he would invite all the quarterbacks that are on their roster to help all of them. That would help the Minnesota Vikings. But in just taking Joe Webb and saying, Joe, he's basically saying
T-Jax isn't a part of the Vikings anymore.
But Christian Ponder is.
Yeah.
He was a first-round draft pick.
He's a rookie.
I really take issue. Sorry, Brett.
You just hate Brett Favre.
Where's the book? I don't hate Brett Favre.
You do.
Where's the book? I'm getting the bookshelf. Here it is. I don't hate Brett Favre.
If you get a Brett Favre, I want a bookshelf too.
Look, you're already upset with my on-the-air sign.
If you get a bookshelf there, I need a bookshelf. Whatever you have on your side, I need on my side.
Wow, that's pretty
It's only
mean.
Fair. Right, James? Tsukamoto! Suki!
Is he asleep? Hey! He's asleep from Harry Potter.
He's asleep, but
he's asleep.
In the chair.
Wake
up, dude!
What the heck are we paying you for? He is so awake. He is not awake at all. Oh, my God, Steve, I got to sneak over there.
Jay! Oh, there he is. He finally woke up. Wake up, dude. Do you not hear me yelling at you?
You were asleep, weren't you?
You were asleep. He was sleeping. He was so asleep. No, he was like this. He was like this. Sleeping. Suki.
You don't admit it, you won't get lunch.
Anyways, we're having too much fun in this rave cave, man. I love this rave cave. Anyways, don't be angry at Brett Favre, okay? He's helping a dude.
He's chosen to say Joe Webb is the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings.
Well,
and
who are you going to give it to?
Your bounds.
Who are you going to give it to? First round pick Christian Ponder?
I want a battle.
It'll be a battle between Webb and Ponder.
Well, then they both should have the same battle criteria. They both should have the same battle
Brett Favre
gear.
Should know everybody on the Minnesota Vikings, including their first-round draft pick, and invite them all over to his house to practice.
Yeah. What's wrong with that if you want to help the Vikings? If you don't want to help the Vikings and you just want to help Joe Webb, that's fine.
Maybe
just acknowledge
he and Joe Webb got into a little relationship, a friendship.
Oh, a relationship.
Not like that. I'm talking about they got a friendship. They created a bond while he was playing with the Vikings last year. And, you know, he's like, hey, Joseph, what's up? Want to come over to Hattiesburg? And Joseph's like, Hattiesburg? Mississippi? Yeah, I love that place.
I've been dreaming of that since I was a child. I've been to Times Square. I've seen the Sphinx and the pyramids. And then Hattiesburg was next on my list.
Of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I needed to go see that. I don't know. What do they do in Hattiesburg?
Alligators? That's where Ocho Cinco's going. Because
they always say that Brett Favre's got to, like, mow stuff.
He mows his grass.
Is that it?
That's his lawn.
And, like, a big John Deere? That's a big lawn.
Dude, he's got, like, he's got 40 acres.
I want a
acres.
Lawn that's so big that
he
I need a riding lawnmower.
Adam's place, you haven't been to, is just 12 acres. And that place, to walk from one end to another is a good 15-minute walk.
Right.
40 acres. I mean, you don't get around anywhere without some sort of golf cart or something.
While I was in Texas for the 4th of July, I saw a lot, a 100-acre lot for sale. And I was thinking about buying it for us.
How much was it? 50 bucks?
We could...
Sorry. Just
we
a
could,
joke.
We could build our media empire there.
Wow. Well,
on a 100-acre lot. I mean, we'd have a studio. We'd have a sound stage.
I have it on good authority.
Yes.
That Rupert Murdoch is in a little bit of trouble right now.
Yes.
So that's where we could launch our new global media empire to rival News Corp.
Yes. Yes, rival News
Corp. Because he's backpedaling right now. There's apologies in all the English papers today. Well, all the ones that haven't had to shut down because of all the bad things they've been doing, spying on people. Hey, guys, Google Plus, go out there and invite us because of the circles thing.
Yes.
Unlike Facebook, where I won't be friends with anybody who listens to this show, because my Facebook friends are just like my real friends.
Yes.
Google Plus is cool because it's bigger and broader, and I've got a circle for just Rants and Rage friends.
Yes.
And so, like, I could post messages just to all you guys, which is really cool.
Cool. Am I want to
do that.
Am I the Rants
and Rage
circle?
Well, what's cool is all the circles, yes. When
or
Steven
am
Miranda.
I in your family look, circle.
Here, I click
or
on
am
Steven
I in
Miranda.
Your partner
shut
circle.
Up, and you'll see that shut Steven Miranda is in four circles.
Four of them?
Steven is in four circles. Family, friends, following, Rants and Rage friends. You're not an acquaintance.
You're following me?
Of course cool. I'm following you.
That's very nice.
But we're not acquaintances.
Yes. Well.
So that I only have five circles, and
so what's
you're
an acquaintance?
In four of the
someone
five.
I met off the street?
You know.
I say, hey, Google Plus me. I know we just met, but Google Plus me.
Okay.
And then you Google Plus me, and I'm like,
why do I have two acquaintances?
Why do I have this guy?
Who are those people? What would I possibly
put acquaintances in?
Yeah.
What is acquaintance for?
I don't know.
Isn't acquaintance someone that you just randomly meet
well,
on the street?
They don't have Rants and Raves friends like you and I do.
Yeah.
So there's friends, family, acquaintances, and following. So they're just people I know, like business. I wouldn't call them friends or family. They're acquaintances.
Okay, I get it.
For us, if you're not friends or family, you are a Rants and Raves friend.
So,
I mean,
yes,
that's the only way we know you.
Google Plus
is cool, man. I've been accepting them all, and I've got 14 Rants and Raves friends, which is cool. And I will go as high as we go, and I will post stuff on Google Plus. So there you go. Go out and do it.
He's going as...
We got a couple more minutes, Steven, so let's look at what's going on in the latest.
I had one more thing. We were going to talk about Michael Irvin and his...
Because he's a cowboy. Former cowboy.
No, we said we were going to talk about his picture of him with his shirt off on the cover of
you know
Out
what?
Magazine.
Isn't it interesting that in the same week that Jerome Harrison makes a complete...
James Harrison
makes a complete boob of the year of himself. For a magazine work that he does, there's another player who does some magazine work that isn't controversial at all. It actually is helpful.
Yeah. Basically,
his shirt was off too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. He was wearing like old school shoulder pads. It was a really cool photo.
Yeah, it was a cool photo.
So, anyways, Michael Irvin, basically, and this is something, Jeffrey, for as long as I've known the man, I did not know.
I didn't know that.
A brother who was homosexual.
Yeah.
And Michael Irvin felt, you know, to deal with the...
Well, he was ashamed of his
afraid,
brother when he was young.
Yeah, not just being ashamed of his brother, but afraid that he might become gay, or that possibly he might be gay, he became womanizer.
Okay.
He's like, I just wanted to show off, look at all these women I can get. I'm not gay.
Proves I'm not gay.
Right.
Which there's far too many guys out there doing that, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
How many gals can I shag to prove to the world that I'm not gay?
Yes,
it's like,
exactly.
Dude, it's just would you get over yourself?
Exactly.
Stop it. You're not doing anyone a favor. You're not doing yourself or these women a favor.
And Michael Irvin basically now says he's in a different place now. And he realizes, obviously, through some therapy, I guess.
I was going to say, you know, Steven, all that's in my head is how much therapy has this guy had? Because that's ridiculous.
But he's on the cover of Out magazine and basically says that he, you know, he says, even watching the years with my brother, my focus was on being the best football player in the world. And now my focus is on what are you going to put before God? What are you going to do to make this a better place?
Nice.
And he just, I think ever since Michael Irvin, you know, left the Cowboys, you know, he was very
stupid.
He was stupid during his Cowboy years. I could be the first to.
Well, even after his Cowboy years, he made a lot of mistakes.
But you know, the dude, you know, went into the Hall of Fame, got very emotional, and I think he's changed a lot. And I think this has made him change a lot. And basically, he was just saying, "Look, I would be for." A man who is homosexual to play in the NFL, and I would support him, and I would support any athlete who says that he wants to come out, and I'm going to stand behind him, and I'm going to support him, and I just think that is really cool.
Yep, it shouldn't take any courage to do the obvious, but it does, unfortunately, in our day and age, and so there it is.
Yeah.
That being said, I wanted to get into
one last thing.
Well, no, we've just minor NFL news. They have run a test inflation of the Metrodome roof, and it has held. So, again, as we get headed towards this 2011 NFL season, the Minneapolis, Minnesota Vikings now have a roof over their helmets once again.
Is it official?
It is official. 7 months after the Teflon-coated fiberglass ceiling collapsed in that snowstorm, as was very well captured by NFL Network, I think it was, or Fox. It was Fox.
Yes.
Fox had a camera in there.
Can I ask you this question, though?
Sure.
Dome's back up, right? Metrodome.
Yes.
Roof is good. If it's snowing, even a little bit in Minnesota.
Run like hell.
Are you going to go and watch a football game in that stadium?
Run away! Run away! Run away! Run away!
That's all I'm saying, okay?
It is all.
That's all I'm saying.
It is all.
Because, you know, honey, we got tickets to the Vikings game. It's snowing outside. Never mind.
Never mind. I stay at home. The new roof sits a little lower than before to better withstand strong winds and help prevent snow from piling up.
So it doesn't look like a Jiffy Pop popcorn machine?
Apparently not. But it still sports the puffy muffin top look that families the east side of the downtown Minneapolis skyline have come to know. The 10-acre surface, just 1/16th of an inch thick, is held up by several 100-horsepower fans.
Hmm.
That's amazing. So they're hoping that all the construction will be done by August 1st, which would get the contractors a $500,000 bonus. Nice.
That's a big bonus.
So, any other news before? Because we're coming right up on the hour, Marker, baby.
We are. No, other than the fact that I am on NFL.com, and they've launched their new website.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Get out there and check it out.
But apparently, you know how they have the little
featured
rotating thingy? It's broken. The images aren't showing up.
Oh, well. By the way, come out, check out our website again. Get out on YouTube and go out and subscribe, por favor. View those videos, por favor. Leave comments, por favor. That's Spanish for please. And then get out to the new website and register on the new website so that you can see exclusive content, things like that. And like our page on Facebook.
Because remember,
retweet things
because for all you fantasy football people out there, fantasy football emails should be coming out. Fantasy Football Buddies show is going to be available.
First show is going to be recorded on Monday.
And Fantasy Football Buddies, we're going to have free content that we're going to give you.
The league will not be free to play in.
No,
if you want to play against us. However,
if you want our information.
If you want to know what it is that we're working on, you can go out there.
You know, you'll have to be a member on the website, you know, but you can get all that content and download it to your heart's content.
Exactly. So that's all the time we have. We thank you all for listening. We thank you all for the patience. We know that the audio has varied from time to time. Where's the book? I'm going to slap you with the book.
You know what? I just, if I ever meet him,
look,
I'm going to
tell
him.
There's a Foley moment here. I just slapped, and you should have reacted to it like
we're
I actually
not
hit
on,
you.
We're not on camera, though.
I know, but it's an audio.
Just
so
for you,
it was,
okay.
No, you're supposed to say, like, ow.
Oh,
God, you're moronic.
All right.
I don't understand you. You're worse than the commissioner.
Ow.
My hand hurts a lot because I did it three times.
Good. So, anyways.
Oh, my gosh. At least we woke up James with a laugh. That's good.
Wake up.
Okay.
Oh, that's what my birthday lunch. That's
and birthday
all the time
lunch is
we have,
up.
People. Thank you for listening. NFL Rants and Raves is coming at you with all kinds of goodies. Don't forget to listen. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and get out there. This has been Stephen Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves.
Please check out our goodies.
Good night.